The Comedians by Graham Greene, dramatized for radio in four parts by Jeffrey M. Matthews. Part 3. Since his return to Port-au-Prince, Brown has discovered that nothing has changed for the better in Haiti. The sinister workings of the Tonton Macoute are more apparent than ever. And despite the efforts of Brown and Mr. Smith, Major Jones is still under arrest.
Dr. Philippot's funeral, Mr. Brown. I could not believe the rumors.
I was there, Louis. The assault on Mr. and Mrs. Smith, it was utterly senseless.
Entrez.
Madame, Monsieur Henri Philippot.
Henri.
Louis, how are you?
Come in, Henri. I was half expecting you tonight. Scotch?
Thanks.
You know Mr. Brown, of course.
We met once. You came to my hotel with your uncle.
My late uncle.
Yes, I'm sorry.
It was tragic news, Henri. It's funny. Suddenly we are no longer a third-rate embassy.
What do you mean?
You will be our first political refugee.
No, at least not yet.
Well, why not, Henri?
Of course, to claim asylum from an embassy, I must promise not to indulge in any political action.
And what political action are you proposing to indulge in?
I am melting the family silver.
The family silver? Why?
My dear, beautiful aunt, she wants a silver bullet. It is the only way to kill a devil. But one bullet is not enough. Not for three devils.
See?
The president, the commandant of the palace guard, and Captain Concasseur.
Is that why you didn't attend the funeral?
I know. The militia stopped me at every roadblock. Maybe they thought my Land Rover was a tank, the first in an invasion. But what would I give for weapons? Some white mercenaries.
To fight the monster you elected?
It's true. My generation voted for Duvalier. Yes. I even wrote poetry to sing him into power. Now we must correct the mistake. But what do we know of fighting, except with bottles, knives? To win, we need men with experience of guerrilla warfare. Men with machine guns. Can you use a machine gun, Mr. Brown?
It's not difficult.
Good. Then you will teach me.
First we need the gun.
I will have it one day, Mr. Brown. Till then, draw me a diagram.
No, what you need is an expert. Unfortunately, the only one I know is in prison.
You mean Major Jones? Is it true he fought with commandos in Burma?
I don't know, Lewis. I bluffed a lot when I was younger. No one ever checked my stories. Jones could be playing the same game. Maybe we're both comedians.
All this talk of guns, war, I do not find it amusing.
Then drink, Marta. Help yourself, gentlemen. Let us be comedians together. Even Papa Doc. Maybe he, too, is a comedian.
No. Duvalier is no comedian. He is real. Horror is always real.
To be a comedian is an honorable profession. Aye, if only we were good ones. At least then the world would gain some style. We have failed, that's all. Bad comedians, but not bad men.
Sometimes, Luis, you talk such rubbish.
Marta.
Comedians? Me. I am no comedian. My son, Angel, he gets sick, feels pain, vomits. I clean him, wipe him, the smell stays on my hands, but I do something. I do not act. No, I do something real. Real.
My apologies, gentlemen. Mr. Brown, please, go upstairs. Talk to Marta. See my son. Say we'll be up in half an hour.
Marta. Marta.
You will wake Angel.
Sorry. Louis suggested I came. He says he'll be up in half an hour.
Oh, do you think he knows?
Perhaps.
And perhaps we do not need to be comedians anymore.
You said you weren't a comedian.
I exaggerated. The stupid conversation, cheap, useless, self-pitying, it made me angry.
Why?
Because I do not pretend. I do things, even if they are bad. I did not pretend that first evening that I wanted you. I do not pretend now.
Then let's find somewhere. One of the other rooms.
No, it is too risky.
Not if Louis knows already.
And he did give us half an hour.
To see Angel.
We can see him afterwards.
No.
Oh, for God's sake. I've been away 3 months. Since then, once. We've made love once.
Yes, but tonight I am not in the mood.
But you asked me here tonight.
To see you, to talk, not to make love.
You don't love me, do you?
You should not ask that.
Why?
Because I could ask you the same question.
I see. Well, we might as well go downstairs.
Wait, wait. Oh, it is a bad homecoming for you. I'm sorry. Am I forgiven?
It's not your fault.
Yes. Yes, it is my fault. Come. Do it. Now. Now, quickly. Quickly.
Marta! Oh. Mr. Brown!
Stay quiet. Quiet.
Up here, Louise.
Ah.
I'm showing Mr. Brown our rooms. He agrees we should take in some refugees.
If they come, Mr. Brown, we will accept them. How is Uncle?
Fast asleep. It would be better not to disturb him.
And I've taken too much of your time as well. I must go.
So soon?
And Marta's not seen you for some time, Mr. Brown.
I'm sorry, but I really should go. There's a rendezvous I must keep.
Ah, Mr. Brown. I see you everywhere.
I try to be inconspicuous, Captain.
Yet you come to Mama Catherine's. Why?
Good place for a drink. Seems you're taking a lot of precautions tonight.
So, you were stopped on your way here? Searched?
Twice.
Three times, Mr. Brown. At the crossroads, in the square, and at the door here.
Not at the door.
Not by one of my men?
No. It seemed a pity to wake him. Why all the security, Captain?
Your friend, Major Jones. He wished to come here. I must take precautions for his safety.
Jones? Here? I suppose you've got a guard in the bedroom, too.
You joke, Mr. Brown. I like that. But maybe you also want a woman. I, Conquessor, will treat you. That one, perhaps? Oh. She does not look at you. Why? Perhaps because she thinks I may be jealous. Me, jealous of a whore. Go on. You take her.
I don't want a woman, Captain. Major Jones, why is he so important?
Well, we need technicians. Even white technicians.
I had the impression you didn't like foreigners.
My personal views are not important. Major Jones is accepted as long as he's useful to the state.
You mean useful to the doctor?
President Duvalier is the state. He, the people, united and indivisible.
Of course. Oh, look. Jones has had enough.
Brown! Brown, old man! Ah, sir, you two know each other. Well, right, who's for a snifter?
Mama Catherine will provide anything you need.
Oh, you're not leaving?
For a short time, Major. Louise! You! Come with me. Mama Catherine, drinks for my friend.
Yes, well, I don't think much of his choice. Still.
Good to see you, Jones. See they've taken care of your face?
Oh, that's all past history, old man. Mistakes on both sides. But my letter to Concasseur, that really did the trick.
Good. Mr. Smith was asking after you.
Yes, I must thank him. Actually, I had intended to drop into the hotel today to tell you about things, but, well, coming here took priority, you know how it is.
Too well. But still, I'd be very careful. Concasseur, the Tonton, they're dangerous.
Oh, I've been around her, man. I know the world, especially this kind of jungle.
Seems you spend a lot of your time in jungles.
Yeah, well, I have a knack for them. And I think I'm going to like this one, especially now I've landed on my feet.
Your news about Major Jones. It's excellent, Mr. Secretary.
Yes, we try, Mr. Smith. And since my visit to the United Nations was postponed, I felt it my duty to tell you personally.
It was most gracious, Mr. Secretary.
A man of correction, Mrs. Smith. Now I'm a minister.
Minister?
For social welfare, Mr. Brown. I replaced poor Dr. Philippo.
Do you know yet what happened to him?
Filippo was a strange man, Mr. Smith. Moody. Possibly even a criminal. His departmental accounts, they were not quite in order, so who knows?
Are you suggesting he may have killed himself?
Or faced the people's vengeance, Mr. Brown.
People's vengeance?
We Haitians have a tradition of removing tyrants, Mrs. Smith.
Was Dr. Filippo a tyrant?
Sadly, yes. Many people were deceived by him, but I intend to correct things.
When?
Just as soon as we're sure that Dr. Filippo is really dead.
Really dead? How can you...
Like you say in your military communique, Dr. Filippo is missing, believed, killed.
Missing?
But I attended his funeral.
Funeral? No. There was no funeral.
Oh, we saw the coffin with our own eyes. And Mrs. Filippo. She was there as well.
That poor woman. Alas, she was used, innocently, of course, by our political opponents. Unscrupulous men, all of them.
So it's not true that Filippo's body is now in the palace?
The palace?
Yes. As one of the president's zombies.
Zombies? Ignorant voodoo stuff, Mr. Brown. Fortunately, the president has ended it. He has rid the country of voodoo.
Then he's done a hell of a lot better than the Jesuits.
Well, how you explain the coffin? It obviously contains something.
Bricks, stones, stolen from Duvalierville.
Your new city.
It will be our answer to Brasilia. You must see it. It will be the ideal site for your vegetarian project, Mr. Smith.
This is your answer to Brasilia?
It is still in a planning stage, Mrs. Smith. But soon 5,000 people will live here.
Where?
Houses will be built, schools, theaters. We will bring industry here, part of the government's policy of decentralization. Your center, Mr. Smith, it would go well over there, yes?
No. Frankly, I don't exactly see this as a center of progress.
Then we will provide a site in the capital. We have plenty available, if you have sufficient funds.
Well, I was hoping for a mutual project. Your government might donate the land.
The land belongs to the people, Mr. Smith. All the same, nothing is impossible. And since sanitation is of prime importance, the project would come under my ministry.
So my husband would deal directly with you?
We would not want Mr. Smith to be involved in endless discussions with my colleagues. No, I can represent his views once we settle the question of cost.
Cost?
An advance, Mr. Smith, to protect the workers. So many foreign projects get started, end suddenly, and the poor workers end up with nothing.
We can always arrange a bank guarantee.
Cash would be preferable, Mr. Smith.
I'm not sure my committee back home would go for that.
Then convince them, Mr. Smith. Assure them that I welcome this progressive project, and that once we reach an agreement...
I believe we have, Minister.
Excellent. What is your view?
But I want to head home. I'm beginning to rethink this whole darn idea.
Why are you angry with me?
I'm not angry.
But you do not want me.
Not here.
The last time at the house, I made you very angry. I must make up to you. But please, please.
Do you remember the last time you were here, Martha?
Yes, it was the night you came back from America.
I never told you why I sent you away with Joseph.
To protect my reputation, because I was seen by Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
No. See the swimming pool? That patch of moonlight?
Yes.
There was a dead body there.
What?
Dr. Filippo's body. He'd cut his throat.
No. Why?
To escape from the Tonton.
Oh, God. First Joseph, then Filippo. The Tontons, they are like nightmares.
These nightmares are real, Martha. More real than Mr. Smith and his vegetarian center. More real even than you and me. Cruelty. It's like a searchlight. It sweeps from one spot to another. We can only escape it for a short time. Like us now, hiding here under the palm trees instead of doing something.
At least now we understand the kind of parts we play.
Bonjour, Mr. Brown. You are enjoying the sun?
Henri, how are you? Help yourself to a drink.
Thank you.
What have you been up to?
Taking your advice, Mr. Brown.
My advice?
I went to see Major Jones.
Oh? Where?
Where he's now living. The villa of Captain Concasseur.
You must be crazy to go there, Henri.
Don't worry, Mr. Brown. I made sure Concasseur was out. But Jones is still being watched. Did you know Major Jones was recently in the Congo?
He did mention it, yes.
Did he also mention he was helped out of there by the British consul? But instead of returning to England, he went to Brussels, then to the United States. I hear there are people in Philadelphia who are most anxious to see him again.
And now he's here?
Yes, and I believe I know why.
Oh?
The Major has met with a president. It seems the good Papa Doc is interested in buying weapons, having the army trained by experts.
Has Jones applied for the job?
He is considering the president's offer.
How about your offer?
Mine? I appeal to Jones. Explain we had little money, our reasons for fighting. It did no good. No. To get Jones, we must come up with a better offer than he has already.
A wasted journey, eh? And it won't be safe for you if Concasseur hears of your visit.
I hope he does, Mr. Brown.
Oh?
I have no weapons, so I must use other means. I wanted to be seen with Jones. It may raise doubts in Concasseur's mind.
About Jones?
Exactly. And if, when that happens, it might change things. Oh, what I could do if only I had weapons.
A machine gun isn't magic, Henri. It can jam, just as a silver bullet can miss.
But then maybe I should use different weapons. Call on the gods of Dahomey.
You'd return to voodoo.
Hey, why not, Mr. Brown?
Because you're a Catholic. You believe in reason.
Voodooists are also Catholic, monsieur. And in Haiti, we do not live in a world of reason.
Well, then let's try and alter things. Go back to the days of the tourist. Come to dinner tonight. I'll invite Mr. and Mrs. Smith. The Pinedas.
I'm sorry. Tonight, Joseph and I have an appointment.
Then be careful, my friend.
The gods will protect me.
I hope so. I hope so.
Remember, Mr. Brown. You must remember.
What the hell am I supposed to remember?
Where has Joseph gone?
I've told you, Concasseur. He went out last night. And do your men have to tear the place apart? I have guests. They'll be scared out of their wits.
Like you are, pretending to be brave. But your face, your hands, they sweat. Oh, it would be a pleasure to shoot you.
You've had enough practice. And you'd have to explain it to my embassy.
That you were shot resisting arrest.
Well, why would you want to arrest me?
For associating with rebels.
You know that's nonsense.
Then listen to me, Brown. At 4 o'clock this morning, rebels attacked the police station outside the city. One man was killed.
A policeman?
Yes. Strangled by a man with a limp.
Lots of men limp in Haiti. Anyway, at 4 this morning, I was in bed asleep.
But your man, Joseph, was not.
All I know is that he went out last night.
And you do not know where. Hold his arms. Now we must have signs of a struggle. In case we have to show your body to your embassy.
You're bloody crazy.
So where's Joseph?
I don't know.
Very well. Now tell me where to find Henri Philpot.
Henri?
Yes, he was recognized during the raid.
So?
He came to see you yesterday.
For a drink.
Not to tell you about his visit to Colonel Jones? Why was he with Jones?
Jones is your friend. Ask him.
He's white. I use whites. I do not trust them.
Every man to his own taste.
Such courage. You think I am blind. That I cannot see your fright. That you have pissed your pants. Hit him again.
Now, for the last time, Mr. Brown.
This is disgraceful. This is absolutely disgraceful.
Go back to your room, Mrs. Smith. Please.
Never. And you, Captain, was it you who sent that horrible brute to my room? And now you strike, beat an unarmed man. Where is your warrant? Well?
Warrant?
Show me your warrant. Your warrant, where is it?
You are interfering in the business of state.
Oh, no. You are interfering. And don't you flourish that revolver at me. You put it away this instant.
Madam, I...
Now I remember. You are the woman beater. And stand to attention, you disgrace to your color.
Mr. Brown, who is this woman?
Mrs. Smith is the wife of the presidential candidate. You've met before.
At poor Dr. Filippo's funeral.
Oh, of course, madam.
Another word. You have searched. You have not found. You can go. And if you do not, I will fetch my husband. And he is a veritable tiger when roused.
Your face. Does it still hurt much?
No. We should celebrate.
What, my darling?
You being here, in this room, in my bed. It's the first time.
Yes, yes, it's a good feeling.
Why did you come?
Why? Because suddenly I was tired.
A good or a bad tired?
Bad.
Why?
I'm tired of not being alone, tired of people. I'm even tired of my son.
Anger.
Today I bought him a box of games, enough to keep him busy for a week. And with Luis away, I wish I could spend that week here with you.
Oh, a whole week together.
It is still not enough. You see, my dearest, it is no longer an adventure. Mm.
It stopped being that when I was in America. Oh, more shootings.
Well, then you do not know.
What?
About the executions.
No. Petit Pierre hasn't been up for days. And with Joseph gone, I'm a bit cut off from news.
Oh, the attack on the police station. The Tontons are making reprisals.
They captured some rebels?
No. They took two men from prison. They shoot them in the cemetery.
Now? In the dark?
Oh, they have lights. Television. It is more impressive for the school children. Papa Doc ordered that they must attend.
You can stay a while longer, then. Let the crowds disperse.
That is all it means to us. We aren't concerned.
No. We wouldn't make very good rebels, would we?
No. No, nor will poor Joseph with his broken hip.
Or Henri Philippot without a machine gun.
Your Major Jones, why will he not agree? His help would mean so much to Henri.
I had a letter from Jones yesterday. An apology. Says he told Conquerseur that the attack on me was a personal insult. He even threatened to break off relations with Papa Doc.
What relations?
God knows. Maybe he'll tell me tonight.
Tonight?
He wants to see me at the villa.
But Conquerseur...
He's gone away for a couple of days.
Oh, Jones will still be watched. Please, you will be careful.
Oh, I'm not even sure I'll go. Depends on how badly I need a drink.
Get that down, old man. Make up for that stupid contretemps with the captain.
Well, it won't help my bruises. Anyway, cheers.
Cheers.
Where is Conker, sir?
He's away. Left yesterday. That's why I asked you round.
It's still dangerous, Jones.
No, not anymore, old man. No, Papa Doc needs me far too much. You know Henri Philippot came to see me.
Yes.
Just but imagine what I could do for him. And our friend Concasseur knows that. So, you see.
Then you do have guns for sale.
Better than that, old man. I've got me. And I'm better value than any weapon.
Why didn't you go with Henri?
Well, I was tempted, old man. But the point is, my deal with Papa Doc. It's a fortune if I can get away with it.
Where to?
Where to?
Get away where to?
Oh. Oh, well, anywhere in the world, old man. Yeah. You know, I almost pulled it off before.
Oh?
In Stanleyville. But the savages there got suspicious.
And they're not suspicious here?
No. Here, they're educated.
You can always get round the educated, right? Yeah. Another drink?
Thanks. Your cocktail shaker. It must feel a bit strange here, so far from London.
We've been in much odder places, old man. Had it with me all through Burma. Matter of fact, it's got quite a history.
Tell me.
A brigadier of my outfit had one just like it. Oh, I used to dream about it. Hear the clink of ice, taste the gin. Yeah. Every time I was out on patrol. Well, one day, there we were. Water running low. Bloke's too scared to scout for it. But I knew it was there. Well, they challenged me to find it. I bet them this cocktail shaker I could. I went out, found a stream before nightfall. Comes of knowing jungles, huh? Yes. No refill.
Well, do you think the Smiths would approve?
Each to his own, old man. That vegetarian project of theirs. Any progress?
No. And not likely to be. The executions were the last straw. They're leaving on the night plane.
You know, I liked Smith. Always felt he and I had a bit in common. Horses from the same stable.
Except that he's rich.
Well, I'm laying the foundations, old man. You could come in with me.
Partner?
There's over $250,000 in it.
And my job?
Keeping an eye open while I'm away.
Away?
I've got a spot of travelling to do. Not far.
Who would I have to watch? And what for?
Well, I can't tell you that, old man. Not until you're in.
Well, how can I come in if I know nothing?
It comes down to trust, old man. Oh, if only you'd been in the same outfit during the war. Well, your hotel, you've no guests. You can't sell it for peanuts. Any day now, they'll move in and take it, right?
It's possible.
Then why turn me down? Oh, woman trouble, yes. Fidelity, old man, you're too old for it. Yes. And think what you could get with your share. 50% of $250,000? Do anything. Go anywhere.
What'll you do with your share?
End a dream. A 20-year dream.
What dream, Jones?
An island, old man. Pink coral, white sand. Not too far from here. It'll be the most exclusive club in the Caribbean.
You're not suggesting I partner you in that?
Oh, no, one can't have partners. Well, I mean, not in a dream. It's funny, I've never talked about it before, not to anyone. But you, well, I felt you'd understand.
I've had dreams as well.
Yes. Then let's have another chat sooner, man. Agree in principle, and in a couple of weeks, both our dreams could come true.
In part three of The Comedians, George Baker played Brown, Carol Boyd, Martha, Peter Jeffrey, Jones, and Stefan Khalifa, Concasseur. The part of Mr. Smith was played by Shane Rimmer, Jane Smith by Pat Starr, Luis by Carlos Douglas, Henri by Jimmy Rand, and the secretary by Ruddy L. Davis. Technical presentation was by Keith Perrin. The Comedians by Graham Greene was dramatized by Jeffrey M. Matthews and directed for World Service Drama by Martin Williamson.